When we talk about intelligence, we do not mean the ability to get good scores on certain kinds of tests, or even the ability to do well in school. By intelligence, we mean a way of living and behaving, especially in a new or upsetting situation. If we want to test intelligence, we need to find out how a person acts instead of how much he knows about what to do. For instance, when in a new situation, an intelligent person thinks about the situation, not about himself or what might happen to him. He tries to find out all he can, and then he acts immediately and tries to do something about it. And if he cannot make things work out right, he doesn't feel ashamed that he failed. He just tries to learn from his mistakes. An intelligent person, even if he is very young, has a special way to look at life, a special feeling about life, and how he fits into it. If you look at children, you'll see great differences between what we call bright children and not bright children. They are actually two different kinds of people, not just the same kind with different amounts of intelligence. For example, the bright child really wants to find out about life. He tries to get in touch with everything around him. But the unintelligent child keeps more to himself and his own dream world. He seems to have a wall between him and life in general. This leads us to feel mysterious about how to determine what intelligence is.
Question 32.
What is meant by intelligence?
Question 33.
What does an intelligent person do in a new situation?
Question 34.
What would an intelligent person do if he failed?
Question 35.
What do we know about bright and not so bright children?